Let's begin. Okay, Dega Machan Ephraim for Parsha Slach Lecha. We start with the first piece in the Parsha. Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha me'artzecha u'mimoladtecha me'beis avicha, ela aretz asher ar'eka. Hashem says to Avram, he's not yet Avraham, Lech Lecha, go for yourself. Rashi says, la'hanascha le'tovascha, it'll be good for you, it'll be beneficial for you. Leave Artzacha, Moladtacha, Besavicha, Ela Aretz Asher Areka. The truth is, just B'derech HaPshat, you should just be paying attention. If you remember the end of last week's Parsha, Avram already left his homeland. Avram traveled with his father with the intention of going to Canaan. And the Pasuk said at the end of last week's Parsha, Vayavo Ad Charan, they made it to Charan and they stayed in Charan. So that leads some of the Mefarshei HaPshat to say that Lech Lecha actually took place before Avram even left, because to say to Avram now, after he's already in Haran, which is a great distance from his home, to say leave your homeland wouldn't make a lot of sense. Okay, but either way, it means, let's say he established himself in Haran, it means travel on further and go to the land that I will show you, and of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu has yet to reveal to Avram exactly where he's going, and Rashi explains why. Says the Dega Machan Ephraim, a very deep secret is hinted to in these words. Shemati bizeh bazeh me'adoni avi, Zal, I heard from my father. Sha'amar b'shem adoni avi zekeni, nishmaso eden, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. My father told me that my grandfather explained, kan merumaz yichud shol kriyashma. Hinted in Lech Lecha me'artzecha is the secret of kriyashma. Now you could say very simply before we get to the yichud of kriyashma, the deep oneness and secret of kriyashma, you could just say very simply why is the challenge of lech lecha me'artzecha kriyashma, without any ramazim, without any secrets, why is lech lecha me'artzecha a form of kriyashma? What is kriyashma? Kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, accepting upon oneself the yoke of heaven. What is kabbalas ol malchus shemayim? A willingness to surrender myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when Hashem says to Avram, leave your house, leave your family, leave your comfort zone, leave basically everything that you know for me, that is kriyashma. Packing his bags and hitting the road without having a clue where he's going, but doing it because Hashem said so, that mesiras nefesh, that itself is kriyashma. It's the embodiment of kriyashma. But of course, the Baal Shem Tov had something deeper in mind, and he explains as follows. Lech lecha. Lech mispar chamshin osvan di Yehuda b'mesiras nefesh v'zehu me'artzecha. Lech is gematria 50, and it alludes to the 50 asvan, the 50 letters of the Yehuda of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad b'mesiras nefesh, which is meant to be said with mesiras nefesh, and that's what it means me'artzecha, like we explained. To get out of your artsius, to get out of your comfort zone, to get out of your physicality, to live a life of living in the way that Hashem wants you to live. What does he mean by the 50 letters of Kriyashma? How many letters are there in the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? 25. We say Shema in the morning. We say Shema in the evening, when you get up, when you lie down. So, B'sach HaKol, we say 50 letters of Kriyashma a day. Again, the six words of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad have 25 letters, and we say it twice a day. So therefore, my grandfather explained, or maybe the Dega Machan Ephraim is explaining what the Baal Shem Tov was alluding to when he said that Lech Lecha is Kriyashma. Lech is Gematria 50, alluding to the 50 letters of Kriyashma, and Lech Me'artzecha. Get out of Artzecha. Get out of your mundane life. Live a life of godliness, and that's what Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shema is. That's what Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim is. Maybe. But officially, as a mitzvah, we say it two times a day. It's a good point. We may say Shema more than two times a day, right? But B'shach B'chav Kumecha. V'yesh lahazbir hadavar ulefarish yoser eich kan merumaz raza diyachuda dekriyashma. So says the Dega Machan Ephraim, let's keep going in the pasuk. Let's darshan up the whole pasuk. Let's try to understand more how Shema is alluded to here. Dihinei ha-Zohar ha-Kadosh Kasav. The Zohar lets us in on another secret. Chamisha chalukei avonim shebehem lacham David HaMelech olav shalom im Goliath HaPlishti, that the five stones that David HaMelech had in his bag when he went out to fight against Goliath, right, with his slingshot to shoot a stone into the temple of the great warrior Goliath HaPlishti. So those five stones correspond to five words of Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, V'shave Osam Bekurta Chada, and David put his five stones into a bag, Hainu Be'echod Ayin Sham. Okay? The Zohar says David's five stones and his bag, maybe a slingshot, right, make up a total of six, and he used those six items to defeat Goliath HaPlishti. And those six correspond to the six words of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay, it's a Zohar, obviously, it's meant to be very deep. Let's try to understand a little more. V'hinei b'kriya Shema yesh ramach tevos. We know there are 248 limbs in the body, according to Chazal, in the male body, 252 in the female body. 248 in the male body. There are 248 mitzvos asei, and there are 248 words in Kriya Shema. V'zeu shemaram is kan v'yomer Hashem el Avram lech lecha. Hashem says to Avram, "Hainu, yichud shel Kriya Shema shu mispar lech." Avram, I want you to be a Kriya Shemanik. I want you to be a Kriya Shema type of person. I want your every move, every step you take, lech lecha, as you travel, I want it to be a declaration of Kabbalah Sol Machas Shemayim. Lech, again, is Gematria 50, the 50 letters of Shema that a Jew says every day. And I want it to be lech lecha. What's the lecha? Hainu. Hu litzarech binyan nishmascha. I want you to build yourself by walking with me, by living with me, by surrendering to me. Again, the mashal I always give you of taking that drop of water and throwing it back into the ocean. When you take your individual neshama and attach yourself to Chai Olamim, you attach yourself to Hashem. By surrendering to Hashem, you're not making yourself small, you're making yourself infinitely bigger. So Avraham, I want you to get out of your comfort zone, and I want you to realize that through your Kriya Shema, Lecha, you are going to be much bigger. That's the irony of humility. Of Jewish humility. The more humble a person makes oneself, the bigger you become. I think I told you once, the Zohar at the beginning of Chayei Sarah, when it lists the years of Sarah's life, yeah, we definitely mentioned this. When it lists the years of Sarah's life, what does it say? It says, Mea Shana, Ve'esrim Shana, V'sheva Shanim. Interesting. Mea, for the number 100, it says Shana. For Esrim, 20, it says Shana. For Sheva, the smallest number, it says Shanim. Now, that could just be Hebrew grammar, but the Zohar also says, it teaches that man, a person who makes himself Zeir, a person who makes himself small, Hashem makes him Rav, Hashem makes him big. So the smallest number actually has what? Has the biggest word attached to it. Remember we were talking about how David HaMelech, if you take David's name in Miloy, it's the biggest of the Miloyim. It's as big as Avram, of the seven Ushpizen, of the seven Sviros. Right? So the one who's humble, David HaMelech, who said, Anochi solas v'loish, I'm not even a person, I'm halavai, I should be a worm. V'ani tfila, I am prayer because I'm dependent on you, Hashem. The one who's small, because that's why David is a melech. Melech means all-encompassing. Right, that's right. The more you're attached to humility, the bigger you become. It's Yaakovinu Lomes. It's all the same thing, 100%. So therefore, Avram, I'm telling you, through your Kabbalah Sol Machos Shemayim, through your Kriya Shema, Lecha, it's going to be good for you. It's going to build your neshama. Right? I'm setting you on a path that's going to build you up. Tira limsor nafshecha kedushas Hashem Yisbarach. Be the type of person who's willing to make sacrifices for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you will become Kriya Shema. Why do we say Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso Liolam Va'ed after we put on our tefillin shel Rosh? So going to say it's a safek bracha. It's a question, should we make one bracha on tefillin, two brachas on tefillin? The Aruch HaShulchan, my brother always likes to quote, the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, you know why you say Baruch Shem Kavod? Because putting on tefillin Shel Rosh is acting out Kriya Shema. Not only does it have the words of Shema written in it, but when you subject your mind, you strap your mind to the will of Hashem, that is a physical manifestation of Kriya Shema. You just acted out Kriya Shema. You didn't say Kriya Shema. You didn't say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But when you put on your tefillin, you just acted out. You just said, I'm making my heart and I'm making my mind and I'm making my body subservient to Hashem. And therefore, just like when you say Kriya Shema, you say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Ol Olam Ve'ed. So when you act out Kriya Shema, it's also followed by a Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Ol Olam Ve'ed. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings in his writings in Halacha. Amazing. So Avram is being told, you can become Kriya Shema. You can be a person who's the embodiment of Kriya Shema. V'zeu v'agad lo shemecha. And that's what it means, I'll make your name great. It's not a popularity contest. It's not Avram's fame and fortune. Hainu sheyitosif lo hei b'shemo v'yikra Avraham. Right now, v'yom Hashem el Avram. Lech lecha, become a Kriya Shema type of person, and I'll make your name great. I'll add a letter hey to your name, and you'll become Avraham. And what's the gematria of Avraham? 248. 248, again, corresponding to the number of limbs of the body. The 248 mitzvot asay, but more specifically in this context, what? The 248 words of Kriya Shema. You can become Kriya Shema. V'yu ramach teven de Kriya Shema klulin bo. Uv'shemo shehu nishmaso. And then the 248 words of Shema will become part of you. And your name will be Shema. And of course, we've explained many times that what? That name equals essence. Your essence becomes Kriya Shema. That's why Avram Avinu is willing to be Moser Nefesh Mamish, to throw himself into a Kivshon Ha'esh. Maybe you could say it like this. I just realized. You could say it like this. The Kivshon Ha'esh, when was that scene? Before this or after this? Before. So he's already been Moser Nefesh for Hashem. But it could be that Hashem is teaching Avraham, it's one thing to dial Kiddush Hashem. That's one form of Siras Nefesh. It's another thing, and the Tzaddikim talk about this, it's even a higher Madrega in many ways, to what? To live Al Kiddush Hashem. That's what the Shem Yishmuel brings from the Kutzker. Hey, Jamie, Shem Yishmuel. Shem Yishmuel brings from the Kutzker. Shem Yishmuel was the Kutzker Rebbe's grandson. So he brings from his grandfather, the Kutzker, that people think the greatest thing that you could do, the greatest sacrifice, is to die Al Kiddush Hashem. It's a much greater challenge to live Al Kiddush Hashem. The Kutzker said there's nothing more difficult for the body than living a life of Torah and mitzvahs. So just being a good Jew is already the ultimate self-sacrifice. That's an awesome sacrifice. Bilam HaRasha says that I hope I should die the death of the righteous ones. Right? Tomos Nafshi Mos Yisharim. I want to die like those who are Yashar, like Yisrael, like the Jewish people. So the Rechaim HaKadosh says, I've met people who told me that if they could do tshuva and die right away, they would be Chozer B'tshuva. He says, people who do big averas have told me, or Chaim HaKadosh writes it in his commentary, people have told me that if they could do tshuva and drop dead right away, they know the truth and they would do tshuva. But it's too hard to do tshuva and actually live as a Jew. That was Bilam trying to beat the system. I want to die like a Jew. It doesn't work like that, Bilam. Tomus Nafshi, Mos Yisharim, I want to die like a Yisrael. No. Try living like a Jew. Try being Moser Nefesh. Yeah, through every activity that you do, having to think about how does halacha tell me to act in this situation? What can I eat? What can I not eat? What can I do? What can I not do? How do I tie my shoes in the morning? Halacha dictates everything in my life. And all those things, if I do them, whether I do them in thinking like, this is so hard for me, or I just do them because I surrender to Hashem's will, that's an awesome Kiddush Hashem. It's Mesiras Nefesh. It's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So Avram Avinu, if you become Kriya Shema, I'll make your name great. I'll turn you into Avraham, 248, you will become Kriya Shema. Al yedei mesiras nafsho l'Hashem yizbarach tizka lezeh likari b'shem Avraham. By acting like Kriya Shema, you'll become Kriya Shema. B'chinas Kriya Shema. Va'acher chach tizka el ha'aretz asher ar'eka. And then you'll be zochet to come to the land that I will show you. What is Eretz Yisrael? What is Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is a place of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. You're living in the king's palace. You're in the presence of the king. Eretz Yisrael, if you're paying attention at all, you realize I act differently in Eretz Yisrael. I feel Hashem's presence differently. That being in Eretz Yisrael is also Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. More than that, he explains Ela Aretz Asher Eka is a reference to Tfila. Hainu liyichud shel Tfila, shehu ayin lo rasa elokim zulascha. That's a hard thing to explain. Justin, I'm trying to explain it. We have a guest scholar today. He's saying, the land that I will show you is Tfila, because the Navi says, Yeshaya Navi says, no eye has seen it besides you. Which we usually assume is a reference to Olam Haba. Is Tfila Olam Haba? Tfila, what? How would you say it? What? Tfila's Kesser. Reishin Zilois Yada. So you're saying Malchus is Shema? Kabbalah is all Malchus? And then Malchus reattaches you to the top of the Sphira's Kesser, which is the unknowable crown of Hashem. That's a good explanation. Thanks. Okay, so you're going to go to the land that I will show you, a place you haven't seen, through being Mekabel Hashem, right? And leaving Artzecha, I'll take you to an Aretz Asherak, I'll take you to a different place. Again, Tfila in many ways, when a Jew davens Shmona Esrei, it's Ke'ilu, he's in the Kodesh Kadashim. A place beyond place. A place beyond place. Kodesh Kadashim doesn't fit the measures of natural reality of this world. And therefore, Tefillah in many ways is also a place that's completely beyond. We build our way up through the course of the davening until we come to Shmona Esrei, when we're in the Yichud room with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? It's a very private place. It's a place where no one sees. The Kodesh Kadashim is sometimes called by the Navi the bedroom. Right? It's the bedroom. It's the most private place. It's the place where only the Kohen Gadol goes, right? And no one knows what's happening in there. You can't see it. Even the Kohen Gadol can't see what's happening there because he goes in with a cloud of smoke, or he makes a cloud of smoke when he's in there with the Ketores. Okay? So through Kabbalah Zolam HaChashmayim, you'll become a person of Tefillah. V'cheinu b'chol adam u'b'chol zman. The same thing is true for every person at every time. Kishu nechnas laheichal. Kishu nechnas beheichal ava bidveikus gadol u'moser nafsho akadusha shmo yisbarach. That the same thing is true for every person. It's not only a one-time offer. Every time you are moser nefesh, it fits so beautifully with what we were learning in Lekut Amarim this week. When you make sacrifices for Hashem, when you leave Artzecha, when you leave your physical desires to make a choice for God, zoche liyichud shel kriyashma, you become connected to Kriyashma, Shehu Echad, Shebo Kalul Kol HaYichud. It's the deepest expression of love and attachment to Hashem. Ki Ahava ve'echad misparam chad. Because Ahava is Gematria 13, Echad is Gematria 13. Obviously, if you put them together, it's 26, which is Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. But when you express love for Hashem through your self-sacrifice, you become one with Hashem. You become the living embodiment of Kriyashma. Va'achar kach ole ledveikus gadol. And of course, that leads to great attachment. V'zoche liyichud shel tefillah. Then you come to tefillah. What is tefillah? What does the word tefillah mean? What does that shorish mean? Tefillin, tefillah, naftali. It's all a lashon of dveikus, of attachment, of being bound to something, tied up with something. So when you make sacrifices for Hashem, you become one with Hashem, you become tied to Hashem, attached to Hashem. Ava and Dveikus, unbelievable, great levels. Kishmachshavto nizdachech b'dveikus yoser gadol Hashem yisparach, chmo shahayu ba'avraham. Ki atorah hi nitzchis v'yeshna b'chol adam u'b'chol zman v'havein. So realize that we're not just reading the story of Avraham because this is what a great Jew once upon a time did. But this offer, the Torah is eternal, he says, and it's available to all people at all times to try to live in this way. So when we leave Artzecha, Malatecha, Beis Avicha, when we're willing to reassess our lives and not just be on autopilot and be able to make hard choices for Hashem, you become Shema, it's Lecha, it's Binyan Nishmascha, like he said, it builds up your essence, your soul. And again, a person becomes attached to Hashem with an Ava and a Yichud and a Dveikus. Gevaldik peace. Okay. Let's jump ahead. There's a lot of pieces in this week's Parsha. I tried to pick the three that I thought were most appropriate and understandable for us. Let's jump ahead to Vayomer Melech Sedom El Avram. It's quite a bit later. Much closer towards the end. And who's got it? Chav Hei. Okay. So we know that in this week's Parsha, Avram gets involved in a battle. Lot is taken captive, and Avram goes out to save Lot, and he does save Lot. And then the king of Sodom says to Avram Avinu, that's the pasuk on the page in front of you, Vayomer Melech Sodom El Avram, Tein li hanefesh v'aruchush kach loch. Give me the people, and you take the possessions for yourself. Vayomer Avram El Melech Sodom, harimoisi yadi el Hashem. I raise my hands to the Lord, and I declare I'm not taking anything. Imichut va'ad srochnal, I'm not taking a string, I'm not taking a shoe strap, I'm not taking anything. Bimakach mikol asher lach, I'm not taking anything from you, because I don't want you to turn around and then say what? Say, I was the person who made Avraham successful and rich, etc. Okay? As we here on Sunday, we learned a beautiful explanation of the Mida Keneged Mida from the Chassam Sofer, of how he was rewarded in this way. But explains the Gemachan Ephraim, it's a short piece, let's see. Yesh lo mar kan al derech remes. Shemerames kan barashay tevos. It says that the Melech Sodom said El Avraham. Now this is a less common way of doing a remes. But again, you know, if you came to me with this remes, I would say, I don't know, show me a tzaddik who makes Ramazan like that. But now we have a tzaddik who makes Ramazan like that. Right? So once you see it in Svarim, again, you start to learn what's more common, what's less common. This is a little bit less common, I think. He says that Melech Sodom is Rosh Tevos Mem and Samach. And you put it with the next word, Vayomer Melech Sodom El Avraham, so you have Mem, Samach, Aleph, and Lamed. And those four letters rearranged are Samach and Mem and Aleph and Lamed, which is the name of the Yetzirah, the name of the Sitra Achra. In the Svarim HaKadoshim, in the deeper Svarim, the name of the Sitra Achra is Samach, Mem, Aleph, and Lamed. Okay? That's his name. We usually call him the Sam, or the Samach Mem. That's how he's referred to as the Samach Mem. The Samach Mem. It's a very great klipa against everything that we're trying to accomplish in this world. What's the gematria of Samach Mem Aleph and Lamed? Right. Now realize part of his name is Kel, which is interesting. I mean, he has a, like I told you yesterday, the Yitzhar is a Malach Hashem Tzavakos. He's on our team, really. He's a godly, but his job is to give us a lot of trouble. Right, 131. What's 131? Do we have any 131s? Chavar. What's 131 is Gematria Anava. Is that right? I nun vav hei. Which makes a lot of sense, especially since what we were just learning. Right? We were just learning, we were saying how a person who humbles himself, that's the first step to a person going towards Torah. Moshe kibel Torah misinai. Kedushas Levi, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the Tzaddikim explain. Moshe, who is humble, kibel Torah misinai, from the fact that he was like Sinai. That Moshe was like Sinai. That he was humble like Sinai. Moshe got the Torah from the fact that he was humble like Sinai. The Samach Mem, right, is in many ways connected to the opposite of humility and bittul. The Samach Mem is the name that we give to the Sitra Achra, the other side. What do you mean other? There's no other side. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, like we learned yesterday, Echad versus Acher. There is no other side. What does that mean, other side? But there's a perception, a gaiva, where a person thinks they're on the other side. They think there's I can oppose Hashem. I'm independent from God. Again, be'emes, even the Yetzirah is a Malach Hashem, but there's a perception of, you know, I'm the other side. I'm the Darth Vader, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch. Yeah, okay. So it's interesting. We usually refer to him as the Samach Mem. Right? We focus on the letters Samach and Mem. How do you see that the letters Samach and Mem stand to oppose Torah? Again, if I'm telling you that Samach Mem Aleph Lamed is the Zel Umazeh of Anava, it's the opposite of humility. Humility is the prerequisite for Torah. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Moshe is the greatest in Torah, and he's praised in the Torah as Anav Mikol Adam. If you want to know, how did Moshe get so good at Torah? Because he was so humble. That's the bottom line, the Torah says. That was the secret to his success. So why do we refer to this Malach, again, this Yetzer Hara, this Sitra Achra, why do we call it Samach Mem? Sam means poison, right? Sam could also be medicine, but Sam means poison usually. What about? They're closed, okay. The letters Samach Mem are closed, okay. Interesting. So what does closed mean? Closed is like what? Mitzrayim, borders, boundaries, limitations. What else could you say, yeah? Okay, interesting. The Sam, Mem and Samach surround Nun. Interesting. Yeah, what else? Yosef Zohar. That's with a Sin, not a Samach, but phonetically it's related. So what do you want to say? So there means what? Okay. Okay, interesting, yeah.
I think related to what he was saying is that, like the Gemara says, that it's not really Samachamalus or Samachar. So really, even Samachamal, which we think is the darkest of all forces, it's like you said, it's all Shemaitel, 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 it's all one thing. It's a matter of how you're going to use it. Like, use Torah and to be a Samachamal, and to be a Samachamal, or use Samachamal.
Okay. So there's no question. The Gemara in Yoma refers to Torah as either a Sam Chaim or a Sam Misa. So the Torah is sometimes called either the elixir of life or poison, God forbid, if you misuse Torah. No? Sam Chaim and Apash is Chai. Okay, Stuchina Rabbi talks about that. You know his line? Yeah, okay. What else? And Torah is Kim Chayin of Archimedes. That's good, yeah. Okay. We have to really explain what Nun is a little more. But okay, Nun can be good or bad also.
That's like what the Yitzhar does. He says it's like little by little. He just takes you off one step and then that leads you to entirely.
Okay.
I think Rebbe wants to be sure that Nun and, Kuf. Letter Kuf, which is 100, which is Samach Mem and Nafash.
Okay. 100. Samach Mem is going to match you 100. And 100 versus 101. Okay. Which of the children of Yaakov represents Torah? Yisachar. What does it say by Yisachar's bracha in Parshas Vayechi? It says that Yisachar is a strong bone donkey. He rests between the boundaries. Maybe those are the boundaries. Maybe those are the Samach Mem closed up. Maybe those are the boundaries. He saw tranquility that it was good, and the land that it was pleasant. Yet he bent his shoulder to bear, and he became an indentured servant. Vayihi lamas oved. Yisachar became lamas, mem and samach, oved. Why mem and samach? Chaver, what do you know about the mem and the samach of the luchos? They're floating, right? Think about it. If you carve stone, if you carve into stone a mem or a samach, what happens to the little hole? You know, if you carve around it, what happens to that piece in the middle? It should fall out. But the Gemara says the Mem and Samach Shabaluchos b'neis hayu omdim. They stood miraculously. Right? So Mem and Samach in a certain way represents the most miraculous aspects of Torah. Many tzaddikim and Bali Musar explain that's what this pasuk means. Vayihi lamas oved. Yisachar, the Talmud Chacham, how is he going to survive? Just like the Mem and Samach, supernaturally. A person who's connected to Torah is given a unique type of siyata d'shmaya. So the Sam Samach Mem Aleph and Lamed, right? This psalm is the antithesis of humility. It's the antithesis of Torah. It's the antithesis of things being lamalim and ateva. Maybe that's what Nun also represents. Okay, a lot of different things. Okay, let's see what Degamach and Ephraim does with it. So he says, "Vayomer Melech Sedom El Avram." So Melech Sedom is Rashi Tevo Sam, and the word next to it is El. So Aleph and Lamed. So it's the letters of Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. V'hu Satan, hu Yetzahara. And this is a reference to the Satan, which is also the Yetzahara. It's connected very strongly to Amalek. Right? Amalek can be read as Amal Kuf. It's the work of Kuf. Kuf is Gematria 100, Gematria Samach Mem. So Amalek is certainly very much connected to this world. Hamisgaber ala adam b'chol yom. And it's this koach of Tumah that tries to attack us each day. Bifituye dvarav, with all sorts of seductive words. V'rotzel v'kach b'ashvi ha'klipos hainu l'chelko sitra'achra ha'nefesh al-adam. And he wants to take us captive. He wants to take our life, our energy, our potential, and take it to the side of Klipa as a hostage. Like the Gemara says in Sukkah, without a Kadosh Baruch Hu's help, we would not have a fighting chance. The Yetzer is much wiser and stronger, and he's been in the business much longer than us. It's an uphill battle. If Hashem wouldn't help us, there's no way we could defeat him. K'ma'amarim Zal, like the Gemara says in Sukkah Nun Beis Amud Beis, on the Pasuk, Hashem lo ya'azvenu biyado. Only Hashem can save you from the hand. Interesting, the hand always comes up also in this context, right? Like a malik, kiyad al keska. Malik's got their hand on Hashem's throne. That's the Indian of a hand. It's interesting to think about. V'zeh yesh lomar, shemirames kan b'pasuk. Maybe that's a new pshat. I'm just thinking, maybe that's a new pshat why we use our hand by kriyashma. Right? I mean, the hand is really the way that we get ourselves into trouble in the world. The hand, yadayim yaday Esav. Esav is the grandfather of a malik. So we take our hand and we attach, right? I mean, why not just close your eyes? If the whole point of closing our eyes during Kriya Shema is that we shouldn't be distracted, so just close your eyes. Why do you need to use your hand? So there's different explanations for it. But maybe a new kavana could be that I take my hand, which is Yadayim Yidei Esav, which is the world of Amalek, which is Yadayim Askani Osheim, like Chazal say. The hands are always busy. And I take my hand and I say, I'm going to use my Yadayim, the Yadal Keska. Amalek tries to use a hand to block out Hashem. I'm going to use a hand. And as I close my eyes, I'm right. As I darken my Olam Hazeh perspective, I can see beyond this world. Yeah. Kochi v'atzim yadi, right? Kochi v'atzim yadi. Asli yisachay l'zeh. It's my own effort, my own strength. It's the gaiva of thinking that you're in charge. Exactly. Yeah. Hand up, hand down. Right. Right. Good. So Hashem lo yazvenu biyado. Hashem says, I'll help you. Right? But it's an uphill battle. V'zeh yesh lomer shemram is kam b'pasuk. So look, we have a pasuk here where Samach Mem is hanging out. So what do we do with him? The pasuk is hinting, shezehu tainasu pitoi hasam shu yetzahara. A very pashut musar. What does the Melech Sedom say? El Avram. I'll take the nefesh, you take the rechush. No? I have to explain. I don't have to explain. You understand what it means? Tein li ha-nefesh, yenafsho v'nishmaso biyadu l'chelek ha-sitra achra, achman al-islan. I'll take your soul by giving you rechush. By giving you, you know, by giving you possessions, financial success. How many people's ruchnias throughout history have been destroyed by financial success? It's as simple as that. I start to make money, I want to make more money, and more money, and more money, and more money, and more money, until I'm on my deathbed, and I say, wow, when I was in yeshiva, when I was 18 years old, I had aspirations, but the second I tasted a little bit of success in this world, I traded in my nefesh for the rechush. That's what it means. So the Melech Sedom and the embodiment of the Samach Mem says, Tein li ha-nefesh, I'll take the nefesh, and I'll give you success. V'arechush kach lach, you take the rechush. Hainu inyanei olam hazeh. Nichla b'chinas rechush. You take the rechush. The Yitzhar tricks us into chasing after all sorts of silly things that he claims to have in his hand, like Rabbi Nachman's mashal, of the fellow running and saying, who wants what's in my hand? And everyone chases after him. And he opens his hand, there's nothing in the hand. It's an empty hand. Therefore, Vayomer Avram El Melech Sedom. So Avram, a of course, who's a person of Amunah and walks with Hashem, says to the Melech Sodom, not a chance. Hainu el Asam, he says to the Samach Mem, Haremoisi Yadi el Hashem. I raise my hands to Hashem. My hands are not my own. My Yadayim are meant for Shema Yisrael. My Yadayim are meant to do mitzvos. My Yadayim are not my own. Hainu be'ezer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With Hashem's help, I'll use my hands in the right way. If I take anything from you, in other words, Hainu mein yanei taivis olam hazeh shu shalcha, if I take taiva as taiva, Avram says, I'm also going to use my hands. I'm also going to be involved in olam hazeh. But in a way that's what? Harimosi yadi al Hashem. You want me to use my hands for my own pleasure, for my own enjoyment. No way. I'm not taking anything from you. Chelak sitra achra. Lo yashum chelak b'cha. I don't want any portion in you. Rach b'kedusha v'inyanei taivos nafshios. And I want to arouse my longing and desire for spiritual pleasures. And if I use my hands, I'm only using them for God. Okay, so again, a very powerful remez to the struggle that a person encounters on a daily basis in the battle of the Yetzer Hara. Okay? Last but not least, a long piece, but let's do it for 20 minutes. Last but not least, let's do the piece, Vayehi Chol Haaretz. Where is it? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's not true. The next piece. Let's just do the next piece. It's right there on the page. I'm sorry. Bini. Bona. Bona al Shevchasi. Yeah, Bona al Shevchasi. I'm sorry. You see? Okay? It's easy. It's an easy piece. We're going to go through it quick. Bona al Shevchasi ulai ibanem imena vatera ki harasa vatekel gevirta be'ineha. This is, of course, Sarah saying to Hagar, listen, I'm not having kids. Maybe you should try to have kids. And she goes and she has a child. And now, all of a sudden, Hagar and Yishmael become very scornful of her. Hagar is the shifcha. She's the maidservant. Right? Sarah is the gevirta. Sarah is her boss. And she becomes very scornful of Sarah. Vatomer Sarai al Avram, and therefore Sarai says to Avram, Chamasi alecha anochi nasati shivchasi, have rachmanas on me, I gave you my shivcha to have a child, and now look how Hagar and Yishmael are acting. Get her out of here. Get her out of the house. And they chase her away. Okay? What's this whole thing of the shivcha, right? Hagar as the shivcha, and Sarah as sort of her boss, and how the shivcha becomes scornful of Sarai, who is trying to be kind to her and allow her to have a child. Let's see. Yesh lomar shemarumas v'psukim inyan hadrachas ha'adam be'esuk limud Torah v'avodas Hashem yizbarachu. The psukim are giving us a derech when it comes to Torah and avodas Hashem. Alpi masha amar Rabbi Nachman Haradanker, zechrono levracha, on the pasuk bo na el shivchasi. We can explain this based on how Rabbi Nachman Haradanker explained this pasuk. And I, Tegemach and Ephraim, will add to his words. And I'll explain the whole series of psukim in the way that he began. I heard from Rav Nachman on the pasuk Bona El Shivchasi. Please, I'm giving you permission to what? Avram, I'm giving you permission to be intimate and to produce a child with a shivcha. Demi shoisik b'tor v'avoda shalo lishma. Nikra bechinas shifcha. When a person learns Torah lo lishma, so such a Torah is called shifcha, right? A maidservant. It's not the ideal. It's not the primary way to be connected to Hashem. We could be an eved to Hashem. We could be a child of Hashem. A shifcha is a female eved, right? These are madregos. Im kabanim, im ka'avadim. So if you learn Torah and you're involved in avoda lo lishma, that's like bo'el shifchasi. Hainu, sheyilmod ve'yasuk af sholo lishma. But what does Sarah say? What does Sarai at this point say? Go have a child with a shifcha, because ulai ibaneh mimena. Maybe what? I will be built up through her. Who's Sarai? Sarai is a lashon of srara, a lashon of nobility. That's Torah lishma. So in other words, what this pasuk is saying, mitoch sholo lishma, bo lishma. Right? But the Gemara says, "Imsachim adafnun mitoch shalol lishma." If you learn lo lishma, then ba lishma, then eventually it'll come to lishma. If you get involved with Torah b'derech avdus, as a shifcha, then you'll be zochet to the nobility of Torah, banim lamakum. That's what it means. Hainu sha'ashchina omeres kein, who's sarai, giving us permission to do this? The shechina is giving us permission. Ulai mitoch shelo lishma, yavo lishma, ad kan. That's how Rav Nachman Haradanker explained this pasuk. Sarai, the Shechina, says to Avram, the Jewish people, go to the Shifcha, lo lishma, and hopefully I will be built up. You'll come to a level of lishma. Good? So let's go further and explain this idea. Shifcha hi bechinas shelo lishma. Why is Shifcha the level of lo lishma? Ki ha'emes hu mi shelo me Torah lishma. V'lo lishum tzad hana v'kibol schar. Because a person who learns Torah lishma, not for pleasure, not for reward. Rak oved Hashem yisbarach b'zeh be'emes. But I learned Torah not to be smart, not to be stark, not to get tzchar, not to get a good shidduch. I learned Torah because I want to be connected to Hashem, period. And God said so. Such a person, hu bechinas ben. That person is on the level of a child of Hashem. Shezeh nikra osim ritzono shel makom. He's referencing a Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Yud, where the Gemara says that if we do the will of Hashem, then we're called His children. So a person who learns Torah because it's God's will, period, is like a child of Hashem. Shebevad eizel ratzon hamakom baruchu, and that's what Hashem ideally desires. Aval mi she'osik b'torah va'avoda shelo lishma. But when I do Torah to get a paycheck, to get a reward, rak lishum eizet tzara na v'kibul schar, to get some type of prize, whether it's a prize in this world or the next world, hu nikras b'chinas eved v'shifcha, I'm called the maidservant, or just an eved, a servant. Shekol amalam hu rak l'kabul schar me'adonam. Just like a servant works to get paid by the master, you work for me and I provide you with food and lodging and a small stipend. That's all the eved really cares about. He doesn't really care the same way the child cares about a parent, cares about the kingdom. The eved just wants to do his job and then have free time. And the reward is their main focus. Everything they do is just to get the paycheck. Obviously, there are many levels within this between Ben and Eved. People who are really enslaved to just, you know, really just doing Torah for the wrong reasons versus people who are a mix of Ben and Eved and people who mamish learn Torah lishma. There's a lot of different madrigos. Yeshu b'chinas eved, yeshu b'chinas ama v'shifcha. You could be a male servant, you could be a female servant, different madrigos. V'torah lishma u'b'chinas gvira u'malka. Torah lishma is what's referred to, again, in this series of psukim, as the gvira, right? As the boss, as sarai, the one in charge, right? The one who is above her. Shal yedei avod lishma mamalicha mekadosh baruch hu, and the reason it's called Sarai, which is a lashon of, again, nobility, of malchus, is because when you learn Torah lishma, you give honor to Hashem. You're not doing it for you. Not so you can get a reward. You're doing it to give honor to the kingdom. Mamlicha mekadosh baruch hu shchinte b'chol olamos. You're giving honor to Hashem and the Shechina in all the worlds. V'gorm hizgalus elokuso malchuso b'chol mashallah. And you're bringing redemption, expression of Hashem's kingdom and His godliness to all realms. And all negativity is suppressed beneath the hand of holiness. So that's what our pasuk is saying. Vatomer Sarai el Avram. Hainu. Hashchina kivayachol. Sarai is the Shechina. Hashem in the embodiment of the Shechina says, Kishiroa she'ein ha'adam yachol lilmo v'lasos b'tchila take off l'shma. Hashem sees it's very hard to start off l'shma. It's a high level. Right? Be'emes u'betamim. It's very hard to just throw yourself into Torah lishma. You know? So Shiva, they try to bribe you into all sorts of things. If you learn, you know, 1,000 hours of night, you'll get a free hamburger or something. You know, whatever the yeshivas offer, you know? The same way them says that when a child first starts to learn Torah, you have to give him candy and give him sweets. As time goes on, he grows out of that. But you have to entice a person at the beginning. So Hashem says, Sarai says to Avram, start with the Shifcha. Azai hi machnisa b'leiva adam lasos shalolishma. So Hashem gets you started, gives you rishus to start off lo lishma. V'ikar kavanasa hi ka'amram zal, but of course the goal is, like it says in Psachim, like it says in Sanhedrin, like it says in Horios, mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. The goal is that what? You don't get stuck forever in lo lishma. Then you're a child. And you're a baby. I have to give you candies, I have to give you rewards. The goal is, use it as a stepping stone to get to lishma. V'zeu bo el shifchasi. So that's what Sarai says. First, consort with the maidservant. Shubachinas shelo lishma. Ulai ibane mimena. Hopefully from lo lishma. To have a mena binyana shiyel lishma. You'll come to a level called lishma. Hatach l'samiti. That's the true goal. V'zeu aderech hatov hanaim. And this is the beautiful way that a Jew grows. Kishaba achar kach lishma. Azayhu ma'ala afilu halimut shelo lishma. When you make it to the level of lishma, it justifies all the time that you learned lo lishma. Hashem says, good, I saw that you were a growing Jew. You used the ladder, you climbed the ladder, so to speak, to lishma. Kinasa kisei zeh lezeh, because each level became a throne or a chair for the level below it, and allowed you to climb higher and higher. Ki adua b'shem adoni avi zakeni lishma so eden, zecher tzadik levracha, as the Baal Shem Tov explained in a different context. Yes. Right. So I told you that. I told you that Shem Yishuel. The last Shem Yishuel on Vizos HaBracha asked that question. Why is Moshe called Eved Hashem? If anyone's a ben by Hashem, it's Moshe. So we explained that even though he was a ben, he always took upon himself the responsibility like an Eved. A ben has certain room to negotiate with a parent because of the love of a parent to a child. An Eved... Well, Eved may not care all that much about the kingdom, but the Eved takes the job seriously, because if the Eved steps out of line, the king will chop his head off. So Moshe Avdi Meis, Moshe is called an Eved, even though he's a ben, he still stands before Hashem with the trepidation of an Eved. So there's a Madrega of Eved that comes even after Ben, so to speak. Right? Again, Imka Banim, Imka Avadim, the answer is both. Right? Eved Hashem is Gematria Banim. No? Eved Hashem is 102, Banim is Gematria 102. So it's one and the same. They have to be balanced. Right? I guess if you're an Eved Hashem and you're a Banim L'makom, so 102 plus 102 is 204, is Gematria Tzadik. And you're a Tzadik. Could be. But it has to be a balance. It has to be a balance of the two. Aval Yesh b'nei Adam ha-maschilim lil mot shelo lishma, but there are some people who start off lo lishma and their whole life is lo lishma. And they spend their whole life on the level of lo lishma. And they never get to lishma. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe that's the simple answer to Tosfos' question. Someone must say it. Tosfos asked the question in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin. You have one Maimer Chazal that says, Mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. And you have one Maimer Chazal that says, if you learn lo lishma, better not to be born. What's a simple answer? If your lo lishma leads to lishma, then good. But if you get stuck forever on lo lishma, the whole thing was pointless. Lo lishma is a heter if it leads to lishma. You hear? Tosfos' answer is, well, there's different types of lo lishma. There's some types of lo lishma that are permitted. There's some types of lo lishma that better not to have been born. But I think you could say such a pashut answer. I wouldn't be shocked if one of the Rishonim said it's such a pashut answer. Mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma, as long as you get to lishma, then lo lishma has a place. But the Gemara that says a person who learns lo lishma should better not have been born, right, means if you learn your whole life lo lishma, if you never grow out of that, if your whole life is about the prize, and their whole relationship with Hashem is about tzchar and onesh, that's childish. Maybe that's the answer to Tosfos' question. So there are some people, says the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, tragically, whose whole life, they never come to the tachlis. V'lo od el shabam legadlus v'esparis ma'od. In fact, the Torah they learn makes them haughty. makes them gaivadik. And they make fun of those tzaddikim who learn less Torah but do it properly. So some guy who's a big academic, his brain is full of facts, he knows a lot of Torah knowledge, but none of it has anything to do with Hashem, and he thinks he's greater than the tzaddik who's learning Torah for the right reason and happens to know a little bit less, you know, facts. He knows less knowledge. So this Baal Gaiva thinks he's a big shot because what? Because he's so filled up with Torah. Ki milu kresam b'Torah harbek. He's so full of Torah. V'zeu shemrumas v'pasuk. V'teira ki harasa. So says the Gemara Refaim, that's what happened in our pasuk. She sees that she is pregnant. Hagar sees, look how big I am. Hagar, you're a maidservant. You're lo lishma. Hainu, oso shu b'chinas shifcha. The shifcha sees. Kishara shekfar hu lamed Torah harbe. She sees that she's harasa. She's filled with Torah. Like a pregnant woman's stomach, right, protruding. B'zeu harasa al yidei miloi kreso b'Torah. He says harasa, which of course in context means pregnant, is also gematria, the word Torah, with the kolel. So she sees that she's full of Torah. The shifcha sees she's so full of Torah. V'teikal gevirta b'einaha. And she starts to say, do I even need to come to Lishma? Lo Lishma's fine, Lo Lishma's good. She makes fun of her of the one above her, of Sarai. Hainu shenasu nivzim v'nim osam be'enav osam tzadikim halom dema'at v'kavana deliba lishma. Again, the person who's learning lo lishma for the wrong reason starts to think that they're better than the tzadik who knows less. Shezeu gevirta, right? B'chinas gevira, the one above her. Ga mispar gevirta v'harasa shavin. Interesting. Gevirta is also gematria Torah with the kolam. So the scornful shifcha looks at her boss and says, ah, I'm better than you. Not realizing that I also have Torah. It may be less in quantity, but it's much greater in quality, and that's more important. V'hu lirmoz al derech ein bein chametz l'matza v'chulim. And this hints to the idea that the distance between chametz and matza is very short. That's true both in terms of the amount of time it takes to bake a piece of matza, and the danger of a couple extra seconds turns it into chametz. The word chametz and matzah, the difference is only that little gap in the side of the hay of the matzah versus the ches that's closed, that's chametz. The point being, sometimes you could have two people on the surface think they have something in common, but b'pnimius, they're worlds apart. I also know a lot of Torah, right? Had this guy become a big rebbe, why do people, you know, why do people give him so much honor? I also know a lot of Torah. You know, maybe your Torah is not, I don't know, maybe Hashem has allowed him to have Sarai to be a person of nobility because his Torah is focused on Hashem, and maybe your Torah is focused on your own honor, and that's why you're asking the question, why does this Rebbe get all the honor and not me? When the Rebbe could care less about his honor, he does it for Hashem. On the surface, you can't tell the difference. You can't look at someone and know if they're learning Lishma or Lo Lishma. It's very similar on the surface. They both sit in front of a Gemara, they're reading the words. Shu inyan ve'esek echad, it's all one study. But the difference, of course, is that little point in the heart. What's their kavana? What's motivating them? What's pushing them to learn more and to keep going? When the Shechina sees that the Torah has been thrown to the ground, is being used as a tool for one's own success, just like Sarai regrets ever bringing Hagar into her home, so too the Shechina regrets allowing a person to learn Torah lo lishma if they never grow out of it, and if they become, God forbid, scornful of those who are actually bigger than them. Because nothing was accomplished. The situation only made things worse. Sarai, in our mashal, in the Torah's mashal, right, is telling us that Sarai regrets bringing Hagar into her home. Sarai says to Avram, I gave you a shifcha, and now she thinks she's like your main wife. I gave you permission to start learning in this way. I put it into your heart to begin learning. Ulai yavol etachlis amitia, because I wanted you to grow into the real thing. V'ata lama ze anochi. But what was the point of getting started if your learning is not making you a better Jew? In fact, it's making you a bal gaiva. It's making you scornful of true tzaddikim. V'chi ki v'teira ki harasa v'eikal beinel. You became pregnant and all of a sudden you look down on others. Shekiviyachla shchina v'tzaddikim v'medavkim atzim ela emes midas gvira heim nivzim v'nim asim be'enav. You're scornful, and you poke fun at the Shechina, and you poke fun at, right? Now you have all these Torah facts, and now you start writing all these, you know, ideas, which are attacks on God, disguised in the language of Torah. So why'd you get started? Who gave you permission to learn Torah if you're going to use it as a weapon against Hashem, or against the fellow Jew, or against the Tzaddik? Uvezeh garmim v'ta'aneh sarai v'tivrach mipaneh. So sarai, again, the Shechina has to say, get rid of this. And the Shechina tries to get Hagar out of the house. The Shechina will cause that person to eventually be exposed as a charlatan and have a Yerida. And people will realize this is not real Torah. People know what real Torah looks like. When they see real Torah, they know what real Torah looks like. And then, of course, again, Hagar runs away. And the Torah leaves this person. I've heard stories of people like this. They forgot all of their Torahs, and none of their Torah sprouted into anything because it was done with a lack of proper Yiras Hashemayim. Those who learn a little bit of Torah, even just a little bit, but do it in the right way, and they do it for the right reasons. And they do it even when no one's looking. And they do it to have a relationship with Hashem. Such a person, the little bit that they learn, yelchu v'yitzmechu v'yasu peiros, it'll sprout, it will grow, v'yigdulu l'mayla l'mayla l'goydala mitasam v'tarasam tarasamas. It'll grow into something big and beautiful. Chevra, final paragraph for today. Ukashu ro ezem makira emes. When a person recognizes this and realizes that Torah is not a competitive sport, in case they forgot to tell you that when you went to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, this is not just the next round of being on the basketball team or on the hockey team from high school. It's a totally different thing. It's not who can learn the most or stay up the latest. It's about who can do it the best in the most meaningful way. And it's you versus you. It's about you and Hashem. When a person recognizes this truth, Vishav al yedei zeh b'chol libo b'chol nafshol Hashem, and he returns to Hashem, and he's not embarrassed to walk into the Gluck-based Medrash at night for a 10-minute night seder, because that's the best he can do. And he doesn't feel threatened by the fact that, oh, maybe some guy's going to look down on me. Maybe your 10 minutes is more real than his 2 hours. Who knows? When a person says, I learned Torah because it's Hashem's Torah and I want to be connected to Hashem. V'zeu she'amar ha'kosev, shuvi el gevirtech. Hagar is told, after she's been humbled, Hagar goes back. She's told by the Malach, go back to your boss. Go back to Sarai. Try again. With a little humility, you can actually grow from a Hagar into a Sarai. You can go from a maidservant into a child. A child of Hashem. Shiyasok shuv b'Torah l'shma b'chinas gevira. Study Torah properly. V'lo l'shum tzad hana. V'yachshiv b'eina ma'od osam ha-tzadikim alon d'ma'at b'kavana. And learn to have respect for real tzadikim. Learn to respect the real tzaddikim, even if you know more Torah, even if you could quote, you know, pages of Gemara better than the tzaddik. But realize that the tzaddik's connection to Hashem is infinitely more real than the bookcase in your mind. Ki tov ma'at b'kavana, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's a halacha. Better to do less with proper intentions than to do more without proper intentions. It's one of the first halachos in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says it in the context of tefillah. The Mishnah Brura adds, the same thing is true in Torah. Better to learn a little Torah for the right reasons than to sit in the base medrash all day learning for your own pleasure or gaiva. V'zeu v'his ani tachas yadeha. Hagar, go back to Sarai with humility. Submit yourself before her. Shumash v'las atzmal of ne'at tzadikim. Humble yourself before true tzadikim. V'oz v'yomer l'malach Hashem. Harba arba esarech. And if you do that, you too, Hagar, will have great progeny, great success. Hainu shiyeh osa peiros b'torasot toras emes. Your Torah will also sprout. umal mudo shalo lishma, it'll elevate your lo lishma to lishma. Al kain kara la be'er hahu be'er lachayroli. And therefore that well that Hagar found was named be'er lachayroli, hainu. Shiyizka machmas lima Torah lishma, shenasa ayan hamiskaber. You're going to become a wellspring of life, a be'er lachayroli, a wellspring that's flowing outwards. Ukebe'er mayim chayim. Vehu machmas lachayroli. And the reason that you'll be able to do this is because shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. Because you're learning for the right reasons, you're mavata yourself to the tzaddikim with a healthy and proper dose of humility. And you'll know that you're always standing in the presence of Hashem, who knows your intentions, knows your thoughts, and is waiting for you to learn Torah for the right reasons and to see great success in that way. Okay.